term is an annual report on how transport across Europe is affecting our environment and about what we can do about it. It is what data tells us about the situation, because it is based on measurements of emissions, of air quality, of noise and so on across Europe. And then, in addition, it's the longest running report series of its kind in the world. If we want to look at transport and what it has done over the past 10 years in environmental terms, then in some ways transport is doing a lot better, in other ways it's doing a lot worse. The good news is that emissions of harmful pollutants, such as particles and acidifying substances, have decreased by 25-40% in the 10 years, in spite of a very strong growth in the volume of transport. The bad news is that the strong growth in transport leads to increase in the emissions of greenhouse gases, even though vehicles are getting more efficient. Traffic simply outgrows the improvements in vehicle efficiency. But that's only the emission side of transport. Transport also generates noise, disturbs animals, bisects nature areas and so on. These impacts are generally made worse when traffic levels increase, because the improvements we have seen so far have not been tailored to deal with these issues. Clearly, the main driver behind the current trends is the ever-increasing transport volume. But we need to look a bit further to see what's behind this growth. Few, if anyone, will spend hours in their car just for the fun of it. We drive because we have a purpose. We go to work, we go shopping, we go in, we go out, all in order to live our life and exploit the opportunities that are given to us. But the things we choose to exploit seems to be further and further apart. Our planning of cities and land use, and more generally, is not aimed at reducing transport distances. Therefore, we need to drive further today to do more or less the same things as we did 10 years ago. And we choose to do so because of all the small improvements that in the transport system that makes this possible for us. The same goes for freight transport. We get stuff produced far away because it's cheaper, even if we have to include the cost of the long transport distances in the product price. There are many things that need to be done if we are to turn this tide. We must make sure that the real cost, and this includes the environmental cost, they have to be included in the transport prices, so that it becomes visible that we are consuming our environment as part of our general consumption. We must make sure that planning in all sectors of the economy integrate the perspective of reducing the need for transport. If, for example, schools and shops are located far from where people live, then lots of transport is needed just to use these facilities. Planning must also ensure that transport can be undertaken by the most efficient transport means. This typically means bikes for short distances, buses and trains for longer distances, but it requires that we do not spread out everything so too thinly, because it's difficult to serve a very spread out neighborhood with a good bus system. Technology is a very important element in solving transport's environmental problems. If we did not have catalytic converters in our cars, cleaner engines, cleaner fuels and so on, then life in our cities would be very, very different from what we know today. Some big cities in developing countries can be used as an illustration of where we could have been. I mean, just look at Beijing. But technology alone cannot solve the problem. I mentioned earlier the growth in transport, and addressing that requires better planning. Even if all vehicles were completely clean, they would still emit noise, they would disturb nature areas and so on. We need to have a view on where we want our society to be in the future, so that we can work towards this vision. Human activity changes the surroundings, and transport is one of these activities, so transport will never be free of any impact. But we need to decide what the impact should be. Change of behavior is an element in a cleaner world, but it's not necessarily about Flintstone living. Maybe we could have fewer and longer vacations rather than a lot of extended weekends. Maybe we rediscover the joy of local vegetable as part of our diet. Maybe strawberries in January flown in from somewhere is a less essential item for a good life. Changes doesn't have to be sacrifices. Living relatively close to work so that you can bike may seem to be a good way to combine exercise with commuting. It takes a while to get used to it, but after a while it becomes a natural way of doing things.